This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And you know, that designation average doesn't always go down so well in number one obsessed America. Average white band. You hear them? Average is about the best thing you can say about them. But in America, there is a tension between excellent and special and average but popular, with popular being perhaps a little more democratic, a reflection of who we are.
I'm no gangster, no killer, I'm just your average Joe.
Know that.
If you go for the average Joe in your own life, maybe you are settling for less than excellent, less than gangsta. But if you go for the average because you want to reach most Americans, well, then you got to leave downtown. You got to go somewhere really heavy-duty average. Where's that?
My friend grew up in a town called Red Wing, Minnesota. The way that he talks about it, I think it is the most average city in America, perhaps the world.
Patricia in Hollywood, Florida. I think the most average place is Marshall, Missouri, small college town in the center of the country. The warmest people you've ever met, but there's absolutely nothing to see over there.
You know, I understood I was living in a truly average place outside Binghamton, New York, because we would get free samples of soap all the time. And we were the test market for this stuff called Mr. Bubble to get kids to take more baths. If we used it, if we liked it, then maybe it would fly.
He likes it! Hey, Mikey!
A feature of life in America. Get the average to buy in and hit the big time.
They are an energetic lot, a carefree lot. As the babies start coming, they usually decide to concentrate on their houses, with a woman staying home to learn new ways to run a household.
It's a clip from a Red Book magazine marketing film in 1957, just filled with average, mostly white folks. And remember when the average folks in Denver, Sacramento, Dallas, and Providence gave us this?
Hi, introducing new Crystal Pepsi.
Light change. It's Crystal from Pepsi.
Introducing new Crystal
Pepsi. You can maybe find it in a time capsule from the year 1993. In response to a request for the most average place in America from New York Times economics reporter Annie Lowry, hundreds of people were eager to send in nominations. And here's one. Matthew Iglesias of Slate magazine gave us this wonky Slate-like entry about Jacksonville, Florida. Although it may have its virtues, it's not especially distinctive or noteworthy. It's a great example of a generic American city. It's in the South, but not really all that Southern. It's on the coast, but it's not coastal. And its citizens are exceptionally average in their educational attainment. Thank you for that, Matthew. But let's just say that designation didn't exactly go down well.
Can't be Jacksonville, Florida. We're the welcome mat to the tourism capital of the country. And just remember, we're here. We're above average. And we're ready to party. Jacksonville.
The passionate voice there of Lewis Turner, an anchor and reporter for the NBC and ABC affiliate in Jacksonville, Florida. Lewis, welcome.
Thank you. Feeling pretty average today.
There's just no way in your mind that average can be a benign kind of designation?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's totally benign. And it's funny, you know, we do these stories and then we post them online to our websites and let the viewers in mass comment, and every comment we had, dozens of them, are, hey, Lewis, back off. Average is cool. It's like, okay, fair enough. If you're fine with it, then I'm fine with it, and I'm just going to let it ride, I guess.
That's amazing. So yeah. People want to be average. I mean, you do have the Jacksonville Jaguars problem down there, right?
You know, I just became a season ticket holder for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I've lived here for 2.5 years, and you said, you know what, I'm committing to this franchise. I want to commit to this city because it looks like I'm going to be in Jacksonville for the long haul. Just had a son here. My wife is very happy here, so we love it. But in the meantime, you know, I'm flashing back through all these Jaguars memories, and nationally, they get beaten up pretty good. I mean, there was a Monday night football game where ESPN decided to show Charlotte Aerials instead of Jacksonville Aerials. I said, we'll bump in and out. We'll use Charlotte. But no, the nation will never know the difference. And it was true. The nation didn't know the difference. The only people who knew were the people in Jacksonville watching who said, hey, by the way, in Jacksonville, there's an ocean and a river, and they don't have that in Charlotte. It was just perplexing.
So on some level, it's worthwhile to dream of being average if you think about the Jacksonville Jaguars record. Lewis Turner, thanks so much.
You bet. We are dreaming. 8-8, baby.
Lewis Turner, anchor and reporter for the NBC and ABC affiliate in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.